You only graduate once. We should be drinking champagne till dawn. There's plenty of champagne here, I say, gesturing across the sunny quad at the waiting staff holding their trays laden with bubbly. All around us, families are raising glasses and beaming their approval at their graduating loved ones. I'm not really seeing them, though. I'm scanning the spaces between the family groups.
Looking for a mark?
Daniel prods, and I ignore the hint of dismay in his voice. He stops a passing waiter and grabs two tall flutes, pressing one into my hand. He'll be over in a sec, I imagine. I use Daniel's pointed silence to glug my bubbly and put on a good performance of looking just as happy as my classmates, who are all milling around in their cliques, signing each other's graduation ceremony booklets and posing for group selfies. Only moments ago, we all processed out of the university's fancy auditorium and into the July glare. Daniel couldn't get a ticket, even though I wanted my best friend there to witness it all. Tickets were limited to 3 guests per graduate, so he was waiting outside for me, looking handsome as hell in his suit, with his dark hair beautifully quiffed as usual. He'd been standing by the doors when we all emerged, flowers in hand, red roses, because he knows how much I appreciate anything resembling a romantic gesture from a novel. Mum and Dad bound towards us over the lawn. They were the last to leave the ceremony, and I just know they were having their usual faffy struggle with the footrests on Gran's knackered old wheelchair. Gran's sailing towards us, glamorous as ever, cooing and waving, but I see her get distracted before she reaches us.
Wait a sec, Ronnie,
I hear her instructing Mum. She's pointing her walking stick towards the Pim's table and the sign reading, Free Bar above it, and I watch Mum divert her in that direction. Dad's looking so proud as he approaches. I'm not really sure how to react. It's so strange being the centre of attention. He's snapping photos of me and Daniel on his big old camera before his hug knocks the mortarboard off my head.
Well done, Jede. You did it, my clever girl.
Thanks. I smile, proud that he's proud. Oh no, he's on the verge of tears again. He's such a softie. I think that's where I get it from. Daniel notices and chips in to save us all.
Don't you agree we should be celebrating out on the town tonight, Mr. Crawley? She deserves a proper wild night after all that work.
Nothing's stopping her.
Dad says, quizzically tipping his head at me.
Ye young ones need a night out now and again.
Young?
The last thing I feel today is young. In fact, if you want to feel old before your time, I recommend 2 courses of action. Number 1, dedicate yourself to being a home carer to your lovely gran. Spend your days nipping to the bookies for her and reapplying her corn plasters, and see how young you feel. And 2, sign up for a part-time degree in your mid-20s so that you graduate alongside 21-year-olds just as you're approaching your 30th birthday. I was lucky enough to get a part-time place at the Borders campus of an Edinburgh university, so the classes were amazing and only ever a 20-minute bus ride from Gran and the bakery. I've never felt more mature than when my classmates would ask me if I had kids. I don't. Or whether I wanted to join their nights out at the Students' Union bar.
I did. But never went.
They were sweet, though, and would say things like, "It's all right. You can bring your husband along." Fully expecting me to be a proper, married grown-up, like their parents, who probably aren't that much older than me. And not, in fact, a perpetual undergraduate whose idea of a big day out is prize bingo and bacon butty Thursdays down the senior citizens club with Gran and her...